Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Next up. Live from 100 yards of football, headquartered here in Atlanta, Georgia, the man, the mastermind from Memphis, Tennessee, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, explores one of the hometown greats, a man from Memphis, Tennessee, 6'3", 240 pounds, coming to you live from the University of Memphis. He had a wonderful pro career. Wearing number 51, but you see pictured in his Memphis jersey, number 98, Eric Fairs. With Mr. Football, Vincent Turner does a deep dive on Eric Fairs here on 100 Yards of Football.
Boy, boy, boy. You know, it's got to be special for me. Anytime I talk about any great players that played at the University of Memphis by way of Memphis State, you know I got to put mustard on it because I got to represent. This is where I'm from. Born July 17, 1960 in John Gaston Hospital. If you don't know the proudness and the honor and the love I have for the university, you really don't understand because you're not from Memphis. Eric Fairs, saw this young man playing high school, Northside High School, Valentine Boulevard. Legends out of Northside, Willie Fry, Mike Heckman, the Harper brothers, Daryl and Mark, Richard Master Blaster Madison, and most of all, Cleo Pete. But when I talk about players from Memphis, and I've done several videos with Tim Harris, Jerome Woods, Keith Simpson, Eric Harris, it's always something that I got to mention in the videos. See, if I don't do this and I get to Mr. Ferris first, I need to do this. Chickasaw Gardens, Cooper Young, Roselle, White Station, Walnut Grove, Frazier, Hollywood, Whitehaven, Scudderfield, New Chicago, Hickory Hill, Bunker Hill, Longview, Bartlett, Westwood, South Wind, and Orange Mound. I saw this young man playing high school back in 1981, and I knew that he was going to be special. He was one of the most highly recruited players out of the city of Memphis. Elected to go play for Rex Stockery in Memphis State University. But I'm going to talk about his skill set. At 6'3", 240 pounds, he played outside and inside linebacker at Northside High School. And the guy, read and react, A+. Key and diagnose, A+. His instincts, A+. His explosion and leverage, A+. Quickness to shuffle, A+. Played with a good knee bend, A+. He had great hand strength, A+. He was very aggressive, A+. He had a real good quick takeoff as an outside linebacker, blitzing from the edge, A+. His ball reaction, A+. Outside run protect ability, A+. He was a tremendous space player and athletic. That's why he played with the Houston Oilers and made the team as an undrafted free agent. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. And then he was a physical dominant player. Then he stepped on campus at the Memphis State University at the time. And if you want to know how dominant Mr. Eric Ferris was, he made all Metro Conference first team three straight years, 1983, 1984, 1985. And to this day, I don't understand how he went undrafted. I really don't. It amazes me. Then he played on that great 1983 Memphis State team, probably to my day the greatest in school history. 6'4", unbelievable players that played on that team with Mr. Ferris, Derrick Burroughs, Derrick Crawford, Jerry Harris, Draft Womack, Edwin Lovelace, Pumpkin Williams, Tim Harris, Donnie Elder. All of them played in the National Football League and got drafted. Drafted or played. But Mr. Ferris didn't. But see, God is in this plan about Eric Ferris. He went, signed an undrafted free agent with the Houston Oilers and played there from 1986 to 1981 and played on some serious, serious Houston Oilers defenses. And teams, think about the team that he started on with some Oilers teams at quarterback Warren Moon. Steve Brown, cornerback. Bo Eason, safety. Ray Childers, all pro. William Fuller. Mike Golick. Drew Hill. Robert Lyles. Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews. Hall of Famer Mike Munchak. Alan Pickett. Lorenzo White. Lamar Lathan. Glenn Montgomery. Bubba McDowell. This guy started with this team down in Houston that was very lethal and had Super Bowl talent. And he was representing the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And then you look at Eric Ferris and all the great football players that came out of Memphis. I put him right up there with Terdell Millington, Southside, Raymond Bugs Hamilton, Roman Bates Hamilton, Elton Cummings Hamilton, Eric Applewhite Hamilton, Brian Ingram Hamilton, Jesse Briggs Hamilton, Bernard Williams Hamilton, Eric Harris Hamilton, Ken Simpson Hamilton, Willie Guy East, Charles Greenhill Frazier, Derrick Crawford East High School, Josh Doss, Melrose, Greg Porter Catholic High School, Cardinal People Southside, Mark Studaway Southside, Vince Parker Southside, Glenn Rogers Jr. Southside, Mario Pratchett Trezvant, Xavier Crawford Trezvant, Albert Means Trezvant, Cleo Pete Northside, Mark Harper Northside, Dale Guyton Northside, Richard Master Blaster Northside, Winston Ford Carver, Ricky Palmer Carver, Primus Bobo Carver, Tim Harris Catholic, and Eric Ferris Northside High School by way Memphis State University by way of the Houston Oilers. Very special football player. Very special guy to represent the University of Memphis State at the time. And think about this. He played at a time, he was on the teams I consider the best team in Memphis State history to go 6-4-1 that year in 83. But he had to come back and play on the new system because the head coach and the school's best player, maybe the best player in school history, died in a plane crash. Charles Greenhill and Red Stockman. And don't make no mistake, they changed the face of the football program. If them two gentlemen would have lived along with this gentleman here, we might be talking to the Lions of Memphis State as one of them major independents, because Red Stockman was getting ready to take Memphis State football program to another level. And until this day, that's always going to be a very hurtful, hurtful heart and hurtful situation in my life. I was living in Dallas, Texas at the time. And Rex Dockery was really getting ready to take this program to a level such as the basketball program right now in the Penny Hardaway. But things happen for a reason. But I'm honored today to honor this young man who makes me proud as I live here. I'm a resident here in the metro Atlanta area in Douglasville, Georgia, which is 30 miles from downtown Atlanta. And when I get opportunity, and I will, I'm going to honor every great football player at Memphis State University by way of University of Memphis. I'll be totally, totally wrong having a platform such as this and not honoring some of these great players that I saw playing high school and representing my city to a high level. And he did it on a high level in the National Football League with the Houston Oilers. My man, Eric Ferris. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And you know how I got to do it with my final words. When you think about Memphis State University, you think about Memphis as a city. You think about barbecue. You think about being hot in the summer. You think about Stax Records. You think about all those entertainers that came through Stax. David Porter, Isaac Hayes, Otis Redding, the Soul Children, the Staple Singers, the Bar K's, Sam and Dave, I'm a Soul Man, Booker T and the MGs, Rufus Thomas, Stack Records. And then you think about the Bar K's. Move your boogie body all night. Boogie body, let's dance all night. Stretch out and let your body move. Well, Eric Ferris, when he was at Memphis State University, he let his body move. Granted, he didn't get drafted in the National Football League, but he made it as an undrafted free agent down there in Houston, Texas, and played with the Houston Oilers, and was a teammate and one of the greatest quarterbacks that played this game, Warren Moon. Thank you, Mr. Ferris.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I love you. Love my hometown, the city of Memphis, the 901. Love the University of Memphis. And I always will to the day I die. The 901, Whitehaven, Orange Mound, Chickasaw Gardens. I'm sorry I left anybody out, but y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Tigers, go! Go, Tigers, go!
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.